All right. Well, we're on live, right, Nick?
Yeah, we are.
All right, cool. Well, yes. This is the More Music Radio Pod, and Aslan Underground is going to tear shit up right now, and I'm just fucking getting this thing ready to go. And All right, man, I guess we're ready to start the show. We'll be back. This is the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Okay. We're going to call this guy back. Fucking rude pizza guy. Call him right now.
Pick up your delivery.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make you take our order and make you deliver us our pizza anyway. What's that? Take down our order. Take down our order. We're going to make you make it for us.
I'm not the one making it. Go ahead. I'll write it down.
Are you going to make it or are you going to do something to it?
I'm not doing anything. The cook makes the pizza.
So he's going to do... Is he your homeboy or what?
What? What's that?
Is he your homeboy, the cook, or what?
Everyone's close over here, but no one does nothing like that, so don't worry about that. We're not that kind of...
Because you sound like that kind of an asshole that would do something to our pizza.
Hey, homeboy, everyone who's talking stupid like that right now, man.
You're the one that started all the rudeness. I called up to order a pizza earlier.
Hey, what are you talking about, man? I put you on hold and then you claimed.
And then you hung up on me, yeah.
I did not hang up on you. I put you on hold.
Maybe you... Then just admit you might have made a mistake then.
No, I didn't make a mistake.
You might have.
No,
how
I
do you know
not.
You didn't?
I know for sure I didn't.
Because I was waiting for your ass and you fucking hung up on me. And I just wanted to order a fucking pizza.
Oh, and I'm the one who's talking rude, huh?
Yeah, well now, because the precedent has been set, fool.
What's up?
The precedence has been set by you.
Hey.
And you're supposed to be the one all professional and shit.
Hey, man, don't be stupid, fool.
All right, well, then take down my order.
What's your order?
All right.
What's your address?
One large pepperoni. And don't be doing no funky shit to it either, all right?
Hey, don't tell me that kind of stuff, man. I already told you 10 times.
Why?
Okay.
I just want to see how you like it. I want to see how you like it to be talked to like that.
Hey, I didn't talk to you like that, all right?
All right. This is me teaching you a lesson about respect, fool.
Hey, homeboy, I know my respect, all right? I told you I didn't hang up on you. You kept saying I did.
You got to realize you'd be hurting people's feelings and shit, asshole.
Hey, shut the fuck up, man. Hold on, I got to put you on hold.
All right.
So, large pepperoni?
Yeah, do it up. And I want you to, maybe next time when we call to order a pizza, that... Maybe you might want to be a little bit more pleasant to people and not be hanging up on them and then with an attitude
all
after.
All the customers that I'm pleasant to talk to, okay? I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you.
What's the name of the manager so I could call and tell her? Her name's G?
Yeah.
What is that? Is she like G? Like that's her real name?
Yeah,
are you bullshitting me or what?
I'm telling you what her name is. Why you gotta keep going on with
what's
it?
Her name? What's her name, full name?
G-U.
G-U? You're fucking with me, man. See, how can I even trust you?
You don't gotta trust me. I don't care about that, bro.
Maybe you don't know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing, man. Hey, do you want to make the order or not, bro? I'm gonna hang up. I'm honestly gonna hang up this time if you don't want to make the order. It's real busy.
Hey, man, I just want to, fucking... You can tell I'm lonely, right? I want to have a conversation with you, man.
Dude, I ain't got that much time right now. I got other lines on hold.
Come on, dog.
If you want to have a conversation, I could call you some other time. It's not a problem.
Oh, why? Because then what? Then you're going to start threatening me now that you're not at Hard Times Pizza. You're going
to
be like, this is what you're going to be like when you call me later. Hey, fool, I'm off work now. Why don't you come and meet me over here at the Echo Park Lake, fool?
I'm here at work. I'm doing my job, man. I'm telling you, do you want to make the order or what? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'll call you back, man.
Do you want me to put the order in, though, or no?
Nah.
You don't want to make it?
No.
All right, cool.
Nah.
All right, you got it.
All right. Hey, I'll call you later.
Hold on.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
All right,
it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. And we are here with Aslan Underground. All right. We finally made it, man. Caught that Dodger traffic, though, you know what I mean?
Off the 5?
Yeah. No, off the 110. Well, the 5 went to the 110, yeah. Fuck, man.
That one lane that heads right to Chinatown.
Yeah.
That's the only one that's clean, mostly.
Yeah. That's right, man. Well, we are setting up right now because we're going to hear some Aslan Underground music today.
Yeah.
We're going to cast some spells right now.
All right.
What's up, fucking fancy bitch?
What's going on, man? How you doing? Last time I saw you, Joe, it was at the Bloomfest.
Yeah,
we were hanging out.
Bloomfest, right?
Yeah, passing out flyers and shit. You helped me out, man.
Of course, you know.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, man, because it sucks to go down by yourself and passing out flyers.
No.
Yeah, people got, like, an attitude and shit. They don't want to take the flyer.
I know.
Fuck, man.
No, they didn't want to take
LA,
it.
That's like, LA for
what's
you.
What's up, yeah. Man, take it.
You know me, I feel
show,
bad. Someone passes me
a,
yeah, exactly. Someone passes me a flyer, you know.
Like, oh, cool, thanks.
Yeah. Hey, thanks right? a lot. I really appreciate that. Yeah, maybe I'll go check it out. Or even if I'm not thinking that, you know what I mean?
At least, you know what it is to be outside in the cold, exactly. Like, you know.
But yeah, I needed to help you, man. It's like, it's,
yeah.
Come on, man. It's like, appreciate that's the grassroots, you know?
Yeah, man. Speak right exactly. up into that mic, man. Like, you're going to make out with it and shit. Right
what
into it. Right into
it
the
doesn't
end,
fit in
right
his
there.
Mouth.
Right there. You're doing it a sideways, sideways motion.
It's too big.
I mean?
It doesn't fit in my mouth.
Oh, shit.
Scott. Nah, yeah, but man. It was good helping you, Vince. Like,
thanks, man.
Definitely, you know, like
it was a cool thing.
You got to do the grassroots, you know, and
yeah,
it showed that you're real, you know, like the Mormons are real, you know, and
yeah, right. Not like, the asshole grinding. Real religion Mormons, but you know,
right.
I'm saying
right.
our band, grinding. You know, we're not. Sometimes right. people get confused too, you know what I mean? They get a sure twist do. And they're like, sure "Well, you're against gay marriage." And I'm like, "Hey, I'm not against gay marriage. I want them to be married. Go ahead, be married.
Exactly. I'm just a Mormon."
Yeah, suffer like everybody else is going to do it. You know what I mean? You want to try it out? Go for it. Try it out. You want to lose half your shit? All right, go for it. No, I'm cool. We don't have any. We don't subscribe to those beliefs
points
that
views.
You know the human beings of- can't decide who they want to marry and stuff. You know what I mean?
So, right.
I don't care what they do. I don't care if they're, you know, licking the pole or you know if it's women if they're licking each other's coochies and stuff like that. You know, I don't care,
you
man.
Know, whatever.
You know? As they say, whatever floats your boat. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Of course, but of course.
Whatever gets it hard and gets it done.
Exactly. Let's have some fun.
Exactly.
A little tickle, tickle in the back. You know.
The baloney pony.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's been a while since you guys have been here, man.
Yeah, it has.
The last time you guys were here, I was like tripping out because like you guys were playing. Your music, you were playing a different version of Aslan Underground, right? It's more of
like,
the indigenous.
We call it the Unearthed, yeah, the Unearthed. Aslan yeah. Unearthed.
And it's actually like what we hope to release on December 21st for the winter solstice is like an album that's kind of like that pretty much. So
Yeah.
So
experimental, tribal. Trip.
But we perform like more, you know, different structure, but a little bit of it, but live, but mostly... Yeah, that's more for like just a head change, you know, like a natural
high. Yeah, natural high. But we got some cazadores and shit.
Well, that's a head change.
To get us to that, you know what I mean? It's late, you know what I mean? You usually need like a couple hours to enter another dimension, you know, naturally.
Thursday.
You know? For the listeners at home, you know, whatever, if you're drinking some beer, you might want to, you know, have some beer. You want to drop some shrooms or something. This is the night to drop some shrooms. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Of course, you know, if you're not driving, you know, you got a spotter.
Have known that.
Of course.
Sometimes when you do psychedelics, you got to have a spotter.
Oh, exactly.
You know what I mean?
The grounder, huh?
Yeah.
Of course.
Come back. You're okay.
I actually haven't done psychedelics in a while, though. You know, I mean, I ate some mushrooms like maybe like a couple years ago or something like that, a year and a half ago or something.
Yeah, I ate some mushrooms and I turned into Julius Caesar.
Oh, yeah?
a couple months ago. I had a Julius Caesar trip, dude.
Robing on.
Hopefully nobody stabbed you in the back, man.
I was laying there. It was crazy. I had the little robe and stuff.
Cool. The little robe. Sandals and shit.
It was real.
The famous sandals.
Damn.
The famous sandals.
Yeah, you got to watch out if you're turning into Julius Caesar, especially if it's in March.
You know, yeah, that's a bad time to be him.
Oh, you missed it by a month.
Right, right. Julius Caesar.
Yeah, man. So you guys ready to, I mean, of course you guys, we're still setting up right now. Nick is getting some stuff done. He's looking busy behind there. He's running around.
Right.
And have you guys met Nick before?
No, we haven't.
Was he here last time?
Cool. Yeah, Nick's cool, but he can't party with us right now. Because he don't do that anymore. He's in a natural high, so maybe you can... Hey, Nick, tonight's the night you're going to get high naturally, man, with Aslan Underground Music and your brainstem.
No, I'm looking forward to hearing all this. I'm like, you know, there's electronics, and drums, and guitars, and everything.
Thank you for helping setting everything up, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, hey, man, you know what? Why don't we play a couple of songs and have some time to set up a little bit,
right,
and
right.
when we come back... Wait. We'll talk to the guys in Aslan Underground on the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back.
Hello, may I speak to Manager? Okay. Manager? Fuck you. Fuck yourself, motherfucker. I'll fuck your mother, son of a gun.
The More Music Radio Pod.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
If you got the anger, then it's time to get it managed. Throw your fists in the air, let's do some damage. Build it up, now you let it all out. Scream inside.
no slate. Whoever said time heals all wounds didn't feel the pain, cause the pain only fills down deep inside your soul. Lost inside your head, now only time is in control. Now only time is in control. Now only time is in control. Now only time is in control.
This is Cool Skull. Call into the More Music Radio Pod. 1-800-893-9562. Dog, that's where I'm staying.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Aslan Underground. All right.
With us.
Doing a couple shots. Casadores. Got some Fela Kuti in the background. Hanging out. Yeah. Pouring some shots.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Feeling it. Getting ready for a live performance. I think, Nick, you almost ready, man? No, I'm getting a shot. All right. Anybody want to take a shot with me here?
Definitely. But go ahead, Wolf.
Nick, you don't know what you're missing with these shots. Well, you know what you're missing. I mean, you did plenty of shots.
If I took some shots right now, I wouldn't know what I was doing even more. I'm trying to figure this all out. I'm just kind of like, shit, but I'll get it going. Hey, you want to tap on that condenser mic for me up top and see if anything's
working? Yeah, we'll do a little test. Yeah, tap this thing here. Let's see if we can hear it. He's scratching it. Do you hear it? He's scratching the thing.
He's like a little squirrel.
The front of it, huh?
No, he should be able to get it anyway.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Like a little squirrel.
That? Is that you?
Hey,
is somebody yanking it right now?
Test some of your electronics to see if anything's coming through either.
On mine?
Yeah. All right. What I have patched in.
Karate flute.
Yeah, that's coming out.
I hear some of that, yeah.
You hear the
Yeah, I hear the bottom one coming out, but...
Yeah, it's good. This one? Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that one's good, but that one up there is a different story.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're just having problems with the condenser mic?
Yeah. All right. Where's Jeremy at?
Let me see what's up. I'm trying to call him to help me out a little bit, but he's not answering.
Man.
We'll get it sorted out. I'm trying.
Can you tap that
what's
one?
What's he doing?
I can hear that one, the best one?
He's working right now.
You can hear that one, but not that one.
Well, look, hold on. There's two mics here, so
I can hear that one.
Yeah, we can hear that. That one sounds good.
Tap the other one.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're both. Yeah.
Hello?
Both
anybody there?
Rabbit. Yeah.
Okay, who is it?
Now, Joe.
Get back.
Scratch that one to see if I get a signal over here.
Oh, I don't get shit. You're looking at that thing?
Yeah,
I'm
looking at it.
I'm glad you guys know a little bit what you're doing, because I don't know shit.
Let me see what's up. I'll
we're pretending, too.
All right. We'll listen to some Fela right now. All right. Yeah. Fela. Yeah, man. I was talking about being in Dodger traffic. They're fucking losing right now, I think.
Dude.
I don't know what the score is. They did that fucking trade and shit for Gonzalez.
Come on,
stacked,
right?
They
get stacked and they're
yeah.
They're lagging and they're stacked. What the hell?
I gave up in the mid-80s, I gotta say, honestly.
You did?
Yeah, although, of course, man.
I
married into a Dodger family.
When they had, like, Steve Sachs and shit? Like,
yeah.
Davey Lopes is still on there, probably?
Garvey. I left with Garvey.
Damn.
Socia. Although, you know.
I don't know. I always hope that the Dodgers can pull it off every year.
Yeah.
And now Magic is all involved and stuff, and he's trying to play it. Well, he actually is not doing anything. He's just a face of it.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
And it worked. It worked, you know?
Yeah, it did.
Everybody's all, you know.
They lower the parking prices. That's why they said that was live for so long, because he does HGH.
What's that?
The HGH shit? The human growth hormone?
Oh, really?
But Magic's still alive.
Because of that?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Because it's HGH? Yeah. On South Park, they said it's because they injected money into his veins.
That made him grow really fast.
Yeah.
I thought it was that water, mineral water in Mexico that he drank.
You ready to do this shot, Joe? Okay, me and Joe are going to do a shot right now.
Yeah, right here.
I don't know. This is great for radio. All right?
Oh,
cheers.
Yeah.
This is to you guys. All
cheers,
right.
Cheers.
I sign underground on More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Buena vida. La buena vida. Es la buena vida.
Ow! God damn, that's some good shit. That salud is really good tequila.
Okay.
Go ahead and see if
you're single. Okay,
tapping. Hey, you know what? I have you guys here because you guys are playing some shows. In fact, we are playing a show with you on September 8th, Saturday, September 8th.
Low signal.
At Weber's.
But it's working.
With the shrooms.
That's right.
With the shrooms.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, with the shrooms.
Yeah, yes. Mine says the three.
You remember them back in the day?
Back in the day, yeah. I remember the shrooms. We never got to play with them, you know, but it was always one of the bands that I wanted to play with. You know?
In here.
Good friend of mine. Good friend of mine, Art, man.
Oh, yeah?
Art, yeah.
Cool, man. So I'm looking forward to it, man. Saturday.
Hard Bones.
At Weber's place. What is this place? What is it about? It's like a sports bar, right?
Yeah, it's a sports bar, right?
Yeah, but it's a trip. They have like all these old school punk bands play there. They have like a hip hop night. They have like just all kinds of you know, I saw Battalion of Saints, which are like they're from back in the day in the 80s, dude. There, it's like a trip.
Battalion
of
Saints.
I saw Bobby Brown there.
Yeah,
that's true. You saw Bobby Brown there?
Last time we played.
Was Whitney with him, or there was already?
Whitney was in the sky with the little angels.
All his beers.
Yeah, dude, he bought us beers. He was cool, dude. They have a drink after him. It's called the Bobby Brown. It's just vodka and ice.
His face looked like vodka and ice that day. I mean, you know, with all due respect.
He gave birth to God later on the night.
And we got pictures to prove it.
Take a picture. We're like, we'll take a picture. And Katja was all like,
it's kind of like that movie.
I don't get caught up in this hypeness, dude. It's only like a fuerzas, dude. Like, or like, he was forced to take a picture.
Yeah, that cara de fuerzas, like, you fucked him up. Like, you put him on the spot. He's like, I don't want to take a picture here.
So check this out.
God damn it.
So, you know, so Bobby Brown walks in the door, right? And then everybody's all, Bobby Brown, you know?
Yeah.
And that was cool, you know, everybody's all jumping in there. And like,
everybody's throwing crack at him and shit.
Yeah, you know, exactly, you know, like,
too hot band, punk rock got to his, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
I was like, so they're like, we got happy because it's like, you know, Ghostbusters 2, Bobby Brown, oh shit.
Ghostbusters too hot to handle, too cold to hold. They call them Ghostbusters and they're in control.
Yeah, that's right.
We didn't even think about the scandals. We were just thinking like, oh man, it's like we're living that life right now, dude. Fucking Bobby Brown, we're chilling
with Bobby Brown, right?
Tenderoni.
Right.
Tenderoni.
But anyway, man, Gacho was like, fuck that, eh? I don't want to do that.
He's all, everybody's like, come on, let's take a picture with him. So there's a big group picture and stuff. And they're like, come take a picture. And I'm like, nah, I'm cool, man. I'll just chill back right here. Like, nah, come get in the picture. Like, ah. So there I go, right? I get right in front of them. And so everybody's behind me. So I bend down to... do the cholo pose, you know, like in front of the soccer.
Like,
in the soccer
like team. American Me and shit.
Yeah.
Like
So sure enough, fucking... So when I do that, Bobby Brown puts his arm on my shoulder and stuff. And he looks like he's boning from behind. He's on the picture.
He's all biting his bottom lip and shit.
Yeah, he's like,
so he has that gut of that.
And that's
fuck,
it.
Man.
And the rest is history.
Fuck, man. That's not cool.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what? If anybody's listening right now and you want to call in and say some shit, call us up at 800-893-9562.
Give us a call.
Aslan Underground.
And I also
want
to say, like, that we were just talking about, let's just be real, let's be honest. Like, Chuck Dukowski, like, you know, like, hit up on Facebook, like, what's up? Like, that's dope.
That's right.
Man, you know, Black Flag, yo, like, man, like, you know, for us, it's like, you know, we came out of the punk rock roots. We have, like, punk rock roots. So to hear that, you know, Chuck Dukowski said, what's up? Yeah, I'll be listening in. Awesome.
Chuck.
You know, Chuck Dukowski, hey, man, like, Black Flag.
Yeah.
Thank you. What is a good shout-out to Chuck Dukowski out there? What's up, man?
For his contribution at that,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, contribution to L.A. and, like,
change and shit.
FN City, run by pigs. They take the rights away from all the kids. It's a war. We can't win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he wrote a lot of the Black Flag songs, you know, even though it was, you know, playing bass and stuff. But, like, you know, yeah, that's like a legend right there. Like, what's up, Chuck Dukowski?
Chuck.
We got to do a show together.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. If you're listening right now, call 800-893-9562. It's currently Thursday, August 30th at 10:30 at night, Pacific time. So call up.
Especially if you took mushrooms.
It's live, yeah. Right? If you're doing hallucinogenics or
even
anything
better.
Like that, where you're going to be acting weird, call 800-893-9562. Act weird with us, you know? We want to hear that shit.
Right?
You're being good company.
Should bring it on, buddy.
It's like, let the weirdness begin. It's the spirit quest. It's going to go down.
Oh, dude. You brought some props
this whole
with
time,
you, man.
Yeah. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
We do Barnum and Bailey on the side. Circus.
Damn, man.
The Chilindrina Circus.
Hey, so you guys been playing a lot of shows lately, right? I mean, the last time that I saw you guys was over at the Boogie by the River.
Yeah, yeah.
A while ago.
Boogie by the Scandal.
Right.
Yeah,
that
was cool, man. That was cool.
That was a beautiful show,
man.
It
was cold, man. That was cold that night.
It was March. That was weird. Yeah, it was cold.
Yeah.
By the Alley River right there. Boom.
My huevos were all inside my body cavity.
Boogie by the huevos.
Dude, I had like 102 fever, man. Like, dude. Like,
oh, that's right.
So that's right.
But I knew that all that effort of, like, you know, organizing that show, promoting that show, I was like, I can't, like, bail out now, man. I got to just, like... speaking of huevos, I had to grab my huevos and, like, fuck it, even though I feel like just
go.
Being, you know, that's why I was like, but it was still.
It was good. I couldn't tell, man. You guys were fucking tearing it up, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, man. A lot of those young bands, man, they were kicking ass, too.
I know,
man.
Huh?
I was
sick that disco, but
really
what's the
cool
name of that
energy.
Band that was out? Disco that. That was sick. They were.
The last one after us?
Yeah, the one before us. No.
Oh, before us.
Weren't they? Like,
I don't know, man.
It was dope. Dude.
I must have been taking a leak somewhere or something.
They're like disco, live disco. Sick, dude.
It's crazy. It's like LA, like...
Underground
art and all that. It's
That's what it's
around
about.
All kinds of art. Just yeah. That was... community, you know?
Yeah, it was. It was like painting was cool, and music and vending and different like merchandise.
That and
was
live art too. Like, live right? art. Like Willie, when you like were doing that art, like
yeah, we did like a mural there, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. You actually, Joe Peps, you did some work on a mural by where I live at in Highland Park on Avenue 54 on the Monta Vista School. You did hummingbirds to who was the guy you who was the idol you had painted on there? It was the god of music and dance.
Xochipilli, right? Xochipilli.
Yeah, there you go.
Xochipilli. You know, it's like a portrait of Xochipilli, and it has like hummingbirds on the side, and like he's like the sun rays and.
Isn't it the five flower prince and shit? He's all tripping on all different kinds of hallucinogens, turned up into the sky.
Like a lot of different like it's, medicines.
It's cool that it's on a
medicines and stuff like on his body, you know, like
yeah. It's cool that it's on a school where little children are playing and stuff.
Monta Vista, right?
Monta Vista 54 in Highland Park.
Órale, I don't think I've seen that one, man.
It's for Cacho right
here. Órale.
Yeah, well, we're just gonna get tore up, man. We're just drinking right now. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but.
Right,
I'm having a good time.
All the heathens are gonna get like released.
The heathens,
all the heathens.
Well, whatever the
reason stones.
Hey, so are we gonna hear some new stuff? What do you guys got planned for us tonight, man?
The Sacred Arrow Sun, like that, but it's only on YouTube, right? The Sacred Arrow Sun.
Yeah, it's
Sacred Arrow Sun.
It's
here,
a video that we put together in downtown with Memo Cortez.
Jose Cortez. That's kind of a. Little overview of what we want to release on
December 21st.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
Sacred Arrow Sun.
Sacred Arrow Sun. Yeah, it's like it's about the solstice and a renewal of life and everything. You know, that energy that exists. You know.
Here, let me see if I can play this. Is it 2 minutes and 34 seconds long?
That's probably it. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see if I can play a little bit of this for the it's listening like audience right now.
It's like the Predator. When the Predator comes in and they see him, it's like.
There it is.
Okay, there we go. Man, YouTube's not working right now, goddammit. It's buffering right now. I hate when it does that shit. Fucking technology is screwing me up right now, man. Setting up right now. After this, we're gonna hear some live shit over here in the More Music Radio Pod. Just buying some time, you know what I mean? Thank you. But this is Sacred Arrow Sun.
Yes.
And you said that
you're... Honor of the summer solstice.
There you go. All right. Summer's almost over.
Yeah.
What do you guys think, man? Do you have a good summer? Or, I mean...
Definitely.
Is the best yet to come?
It was all definitely the best is that? Yet to come.
Yeah. I was wondering. I'm like, you know what? Probably Aslan Underground is like probably practicing right now, and they fucking made it rain all over. They're practicing, man. I know they're practicing
in Pasadena.
I left my windows a little bit cracked open, you know, because it was hot, and I'm like, I don't want to get in the car. It's all hot and shit, you know. Right. And fucking rained and got all wet inside my car.
Really? Man. It rained. Yeah. It rained in Highland Park.
Yeah, it rained, you know, I don't want to be like Fritz Coleman, but, you know, like it did rain in various parts of Southern California today. You know?
Fritzy couldn't predict that one.
Yeah, man. So it looks like you guys are almost ready, man. How's everything right. sounding over there, Nick? Are we ready to try something out to see how it sounds or what?
Yeah, I want to try everything out to make sure that it's working, that I patched in right.
Okay. All right.
You can
check this out. This is what I'm gonna do. We'll have you guys maybe go into something. I'm gonna go out and I'm gonna listen to it on my cell phone to see how it sounds.
Oh, okay.
Be smart, huh?
There it is.
To get the feed to see what the people are listening to, see what needs to be turned up and turned down and shit. So yeah, let's do it, man. You guys ready? You want to bust something? Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. Sure.
Cool.
First music only.
People used to listen to that shit. Well, he wants to get a signal. That's why.
Aslan Underground on the More Music Radio Pod. We're gonna try something out right now. All right, man. Aslan Underground, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got the lights and shit to work right now. Yeah. We're going to turn off the lights right now, and the disco balls is already going and stuff. So
we'll go at it, man. We'll go at it.
That was some cool shit, man. Hell yeah. You know what? Let's get some air. I think it sounds all right. If anybody's listening right now, please call up 800-893-9562 and let me know how it sounds. You know what? We got a caller, actually. And I think it's our friend Kazoo. What's going on, Kazoo? You listening?
Kazoo.
Yeah, I just got home from a sushi bar and I couldn't make it to the studio. But interesting music.
We had some cazadores too, man. You missed out on the cazadores tonight, Kaz.
Oh, I opened the 2 bottles of sake and.
Yeah.
And I can't drive, you know, much, so I got home. It's interesting kind of music. I kind of listened to this kind of music before too. It's kind of typical LSD kind of music, no?
Yeah.
LSD kind of.
It is kind of trippy, huh?
Yes. No, but the reason why I'm saying because I invited once legendary music producer Kim Foley. You know, he kind of produced this kind of music before too, 70s. I'm kind of familiar with this music, but I never knew somebody's playing around this town.
These guys are fucking awesome, Kaz. You know what? If you're not doing anything on Saturday the 8th, the Mormons are playing. Actually, it's going to be one of our last shows in LA indefinitely right now because we got
where it's going to be? Downtown?
No, it's going to be in Reseda. In Reseda.
Oh. Reseda is off 101 or something?
Yeah, like where the Karate Kid was right from. Where you know how the Karate Kid, he moved from New Jersey, and then he moved to Reseda and shit, you know?
Oh, okay, that's Daniel.
Danielson.
It's not that far.
Hey, guys.
Wax on.
Guys, and speaking of the Karate Kid, you know, on the phone right now is Kazu Nagahama. He's an actor, and you might have seen him on Tim and Eric, and he's also in, what was the show, How I Met Your Mother? Was that the one?
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother. And his uncle was Pat Morita.
Wow.
Miyagi. Yeah.
That's right.
The actor who played Mr. Miyagi.
Unfortunately, yes.
Really?
Give us some dirt.
Well, you heard the beer crack, so.
Yeah, you know, last time Kaz was on here last week and we were hanging out. And he brought some Viagra and shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
To see if it would work or on
radio? As a gift for me.
Oh,
he's like,
okay.
Hey, I brought you some Viagra. You might want to try. Because I never tried Viagra, you know? And I still have the bottle, Kaz. I haven't taken it yet because I'm kind of scared. I don't want to get a
perma-boner. But it's okay. You shouldn't try it if you don't feel like it, I guess.
I might. I discussed it with my lady and stuff and say, hey, what do you think about this? What happens if a lady drinks the Viagra? Her pussy gets all swollen or what?
It's about the blood circulation. I guess it's nothing to do with the girls. I think girls have a different kind of ecstasy kind of organism, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So, but I don't know. I never try. Maybe you can stick it into their vagina.
That's how you insert it, huh?
Cool. Well, thanks for giving me drugs to experiment with, man.
I'll try. Afraid of them. Talking about drug things online because I'm kind of afraid of those things. But I just caught up because I wanted to know how you guys doing. That's all.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, man.
Such wonderful music kind of experiment thing. You know, I like it. So
thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Kaz.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. Too bad you couldn't come down, man. You would be tripping out right now. We're about to turn off the lights. It's gonna get all disco.
Huge bottle of sake. I'm tripping.
All right. So you're tripping with us. All right. Cool. We're all tripping then tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have one more hour to go, but you guys enjoy it, and the listeners should call up in our studio as well.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
All right, T.
Hey, Kaz, come back, man. We want you to come back and hang out with us, man.
Yeah, well, not today. Huge one. But I want to invite. I want to hang out with these cool guys. Just music, you know, they play. So
we'll see what you're doing on Saturday the 8th, man. Maybe you can come along.
That's next week.
That's next week. Saturday. Yeah.
Okay, me and Adam and the Chris Dodson.
Uh huh.
We're gonna be on the Del Toro show.
Oh yeah, that's right.
On September 6th.
which
a couple days before U.S. show, but it's going to be on public access, so it's going to be fun, too. I'm going to be creepy, nerdy Japanese businessman on their show. probably it's going to be fun, too.
Oh, cool,
sounds
man.
Sounds like fun.
Maybe I'll show up, man. Maybe I want to go and see that shit live.
But they're going to shoot it in Torrance, though. Yeah.
Ah, well, I'll take a drive. You know, I'll just roll up a joint.
Oh, yeah, you can drive. That's true. Well, you can,
take a little journey.
Yeah. All right.
Well, cool, Kaz. Good talking to you. Thank you for calling up.
Yeah.
I hope to see you soon. And thank you for calling the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
That's our friend Kaz Nagahama.
Kaz.
Okay.
Later, Kaz. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, that's Kaz, man. Kaz is cool, man. That fool loves to pound shots, man.
Oh, really?
He loves Cazadores, too.
Oh,
man, he loves it, man. That guy's really cool to hang out with, man. Loves
he's
to.
Vibing out. He's vibing
he brings
out
right Viagra now. And shit, you know?
On,
I thought he was kidding.
You can't
like,
go wrong.
He said, yeah, I take Viagra because he has heart problems, and I guess that's a heart medication,
uh-huh.
I understand? With a nice side effect, I guess. It makes your pee-pee hard and stuff. Do we have another caller right now? We got another caller, Nick? All right. Let's take this call before we play these songs because we got some East LA Tyco and some Olean. You guys are playing with Olean on this Saturday coming up on the 1st.
The
Saturday 1st.
Right.
Caller, you are on the air with Aslan Underground. What up?
Yeah, first of all, I'd like to say that was like the most strangest version of Too Shy by Kaja Google I ever heard in my life.
You did. It's more towards like never-ending story. It was more like never-ending story than anything. It was like taking a flight with the luck dragon.
Art,
you know?
This is art, man. Art got me this from the shrooms.
Oh, this is art from the shrooms.
hey, Joe. Dude. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Art?
Oh, my God.
You had to.
Yeah,
there it goes.
You got me before I go to bed.
He loves that, bro. Like, I mean, if you kick it with him and shit, this fool will like.
Why would you want to do that?
Oh, well, you know, if you're a homie of his.
Nah, he's homie.
You know, like,
yeah.
Fucking,
yeah, Pepe, he watches like cars.
And then, like, any song, like, you try to compare, like, hey, man, Pepe's you gotta toe? Fucking listen to this and that, you know, like, fucking Sleep or whatever, you know, different bands and shit, and try to, like, put down the band. He goes, like, yeah, well, that's cool, but is it like Kaja Gugu? Like, and I'm like, you did.
Speaking of Sleep, I mean, I think the last time I showed Cacho that unmixed stuff we hadn't released yet, and he fell right asleep.
He was snoring. Oh, nice. I recorded him.
It had nothing to do with that, man. It just
rough day.
You look like Rodney Dangerfield.
Fucking
hard,
dude. You had a call. That's cool, man. Fucking.
Hey, you told me to call. You paid me.
Sorry, don't say that loud. Yeah.
It was a mercy call and shit.
I'll give you half today and half on Saturday.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah. Hey, I'm looking forward to next Saturday. It'll be pretty fun.
Yeah. The shrooms, man. You guys got back together and playing some more shows now, huh?
Yeah, here and there.
Yeah.
You know, here and there.
How long has it been since you guys played?
We're just doing our own shit, I guess.
How long has it been since you guys been away?
Since Angie's Dust Bowl.
I think we played Angie's a couple of shows in the past since, what, maybe 7 years?
Wow, man. It's been a long time. Huh?
Els Bar? Did you ever play Els Bar?
Yeah, you too.
Never got to play there, but I got drunk there.
Hey, that's, you know.
I just rode my bike by there the other day, you know.
Oh, shit.
Well, cool, man. I'm looking forward to Saturday, man. Finally, the Mormons and the Shrooms get to play.
Yeah.
I always thought we played with the Mormons, but I guess I'm always mistaken, you know?
Really?
Yeah, we played with Slade. I thought we played with Slade back in the 70s, too, but I'm mistaken there, too.
Oh, shit.
You're
bloody well right.
Quite right away.
You're bloody well right.
I'm looking forward to see you guys next Saturday, and we'll have a good show.
Yeah, next Saturday, September 8th at Weber's in Reseda. If you're in Los Angeles, it's worth the trip.
Not Wetter's. Weber's.
Not Wetter's. Well, on Saturday, since we're all going to be there, they're going to change it to Wetter's.
It's going to be Wetter's.
Why is it Wetter's? Isn't like 95% of the band's Wetter's?
Pretty much, man.
Might as well call it Wetter's at night.
Yeah. My dad was a wetter, man.
Yeah. Oh, my dad is sorry. Yeah. So is mine.
Hey, don't talk shit. He's dead.
Fool. Oh, I didn't know that, man.
All right, Joe. I'll see you at the bar and I'll put the headphones back on my head.
All right, then, man. Thanks for calling in. All right, you called in, man.
Hell yeah.
All right, man. Drive safe.
All right. Yeah. I can't promise that.
Don't drink and take the bus.
No, my spirit drink time. On somebody next to you and shit.
Right.
Well, cool. All right. Hey, thanks for calling the More Music Radio Pod, man. We'll see you on Saturday, September 8th at Weber's in Reseda.
This one's for you.
Yeah, I'll buy a ticket.
All
right. Hell yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. All right, man. That was Art from the Shrooms. I'm really excited to play that show, man. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
If you guys are listening right now, that's going to be the last Mormon show for a while because we're going to be looking for a new drummer. We need to find a new drummer. Right. Dan, our drummer, is actually joined the Peace Corps, and he's going to... You know, I don't know.
Oh, really?
To his venture?
I feel bad telling you guys that, man. It's just he just got tired, man. I don't know. But it's a better story to say, he's going out to help people. He's going to be in the Peace Corps.
Right, right.
Actually, he got busted, man. Fucking. He was camping in Utah.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, you're camping. Utah. You want to smoke some weed
Utah,
and shit?
Of all places, right?
Check this out, man. Fucking homeboys, fucking, you know, my Dan is hanging out, smoking weed and shit. A ranger comes up, boom. Gives him a ticket, but it's not just a ticket. It's a notice to appear. He had to appear. He had to get a lawyer and all this shit.
What?
Long story short, it didn't work out good because now he has to do fucking probation and shit. So fucking Utah, don't go to Utah because they're fucking hard asses over there. Yeah, I know. That's coming from us.
Did he tell them he was from the Mormons?
Yeah, he should have, huh?
He should have. He should have popped up a CD.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that sucks,
Listen to this.
So he, you know, he can't be smoking weed and shit anymore, and that's really hard. Could you imagine? Oh, my God, man. You want to blow my brains out if
that's crazy.
Tight asses.
Jesus. So anyway, yeah. Dan, if you're listening, call in, man. If not, hopefully we talk to you soon and we could... get an update what's going on and shit. But but check us out, the Mormons and Aztlan Underground and the Shrooms on September 8th at Reseda. That's going to be fun. Yes. And you guys are actually playing this Saturday coming up September 1st with one of my favorite bands, Olean.
Olean.
Hell yeah.
Olean. Weber's with you guys, man.
Definitely. Scott, I think. I talked to Scott yesterday. I told him he should come down. I guess he didn't show up. Obviously, he's not here, right? I mean, I don't see him. But if you're listening right now, call in, man, and we'll talk. And
you'll catch up with
your homies in Aztlan Underground and shit. But speaking of Olean,
we got
Olean coming up in the set. We got an Olean song, but first we're gonna hear something from East LA Tycho. So check this out. We're gonna play some songs, and we'll be back with Aztlan Underground. We'll hear some more live music too when we get back.
All
right, man. I'm going to do a couple more shots. We'll catch up to you guys listening in the audience right now, all fucked up, on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh, you totally love TV.
SkidRow.LA.
Hey, what's happening? This is Kiki from East LA, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. And what? Huh?
This is Karen Centerfold. Call in to the More Music Radio Pod, 1-800-893-9562. Call in.
All right. We're back on the More Music Radio Pod. Is your mic on, man?
It is, yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Hanging out right now with Coxo and Joe. Is your red light on, Rick?
No, it ain't, man.
Oh, all right, cool.
Oh, sorry.
You sound a lot better like that.
Oh, it is now. Yeah.
I like it when the mic's
cat.
On.
Cat.
Yeah, man, we're listening to some Olin right now in the background.
Orale, fuck.
A chuco boogie, man.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. These guys are bad. We're talking about these guys, man.
Yeah.
I fucking love these guys. I'm going to be there on Saturday, man. I'm just pre-warning you guys. I'm going to be there.
All right, cool, man.
It'll be good. It'll be good
to
see
you. Hang out with us, man.
Yeah, man. Over at the Satellite. You guys are going to be playing at the Satellite over here in L.A. This Saturday, September 1st.
Right? Yeah, we are. It's going to be good. Come out, guys.
It's going to be Astan Underground. It's going to be Olin. The Commons.
The Commons and Olin.
They spell their name T-H-E-E, like The Midnighters and shit.
Oh, really?
Like The Commons.
Oh, yeah.
You know those guys?
No, I don't think I do. No, I don't think I've met them, but...
Yeah, you know, I've heard a lot about them, and I heard some of their stuff, and, like, I think it sounds cool, man. I think it's going to be a good show. Aslan, Olin, and The Commons, and who else? You might want to push that button right there.
Dude, I mean, Olin, fuck, since we're kids, no? Like...
Hey, so what happened to those fools? Like, why do they have a... What's the, like, people from the cops they got, like, on the flyer?
You know what? I don't know. I think Yout. I was waiting, actually,
like
for Yout to come.
Yeah.
Unless, do you know at? You know what's going on with that. Yeah, no, Yout does, actually.
Hey, you know what? We got a call on the More Music Radio Pod right now. Let's see who it is. Caller, you are on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
I was wondering... if I'm correct, you guys have a special band on tonight. Am I right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty special.
That's great.
I think they're special.
How creative are the musicians? So. That's my question.
How creative are musicians? Well, it depends on the musicians, sir.
No, are the musicians that are on tonight?
Oh, you mean like, how creative they are? Like, I thought you were asking me a direct question.
How creative?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Joe's mic is on.
How creative?
Here.
Try that one right there. I'm sorry, sir.
No, that's on.
That one keeps going.
Oh, okay.
Out,
so there you go. It's on now. Here, sorry, caller. We're just working shit out here on the More Music Radio Pod. Like, I know you're listening and stuff, and I know we sound totally pro, but to be honest with you, like, I have no radio experience other than starting this show about a year and a half ago.
The same goes with the musicians.
No, I was wondering how creative musically the musicians were.
You were one. Oh, okay. So that is a question. You want to know how creative they are. So I don't know. I think they're very creative.
I mean,
that's just a matter of opinion.
Here's kind
of
where I'm going with all this. I'm just sitting here. Uh-huh. I'm sitting pretty out here on my porch, and I'm thinking of some song titles, but I don't have any musicians to kind of, you know, pitch a riff for me. Right. So I'm wondering if I can come up with the song titles. Okay. You guys come up with the riff, and we can try and, you know, get the creative process here and come up with a couple of riffs.
On the air.
Live on the air. So this is, you're trying an experiment to see if the caller can kind of jam out with the band that's already here in the on the air already, you know? I'm drunk, man. I'm sorry. I can barely speak right now.
That went right over my head.
I was like, what the shit?
Both the questions.
And I said, and the moment to put
you.
What an idiot. I'm leaving, man.
No, you know, I mean.
And I'll stay.
Creatively, man, we go different places. I mean, for myself, at least speaking for myself, I do murals. I paint. I'm a painter. I do different, like, designs for the.
No, man,
album
I think he's
covers.
Talking about it. It's a test.
He wants to jam out with you.
He wants to jam out? What are you playing? What do you, what instrument do you have next to you? Yeah, I mean, are you just voice?
I know
or?
He wants to jam out, but I was just saying.
Right now, my fiddle's inside.
Ooh,
so I can go get that out. And it's probably not going to be good on the low fidelity call quality that we're
linking
up here. So I'm thinking maybe I'll come up with a song title. You guys come up with the jams. Mm-hmm. If you guys need me to come in with maybe a little vocal riff or kind of some vocal styling,
we can talk. But do you want to do some spoken word right now? Do you got anything in your heads or anything you want to get out right now?
Yeah, no, it sounds weird, but flip that fiddle out. Bring that.
There you go.
Pop that fiddle out, man.
This is what this. We're giving you what you want. Here you go, man. You're on.
Yeah.
Oh, this is my
background.
Grab it real
quick. Grab that.
Yeah,
grab
this
that
is your background. You do a little spoken word.
All right.
I mean, really, what we do is just communicate with each other with these instruments. We don't know what it is. It's just a language, you know? Yeah. And
this better work, sir, by the way. It better work. This better be interesting and entertaining. So we'll try it out. We'll give you a shot. Okay.
So give me, this is my backing flute? This
yeah.
Is my backing
yeah.
Flute.
There you yeah. Go.
Okay.
Say what you gotta say.
Thank you. Continue.
I'll tell you
together what. We stand in the beautiful forest. The vibrations of the sound, they touch our bodies. Together we march. Together we hang out. Who is that man? Let's go fucking chill. I'm down with that. Having a great time chilling out. I'm just chilling out with all my friends. It's so cool just chilling out with all my friends. I love to have a hangout set with all the cool guys. Together we walk. Together we are.
That is fucking beautiful, man. That was beautiful, too. Yeah. Very good, sir. Cool, that was good.
Thank you.
What's your name again?
It was actually, all I could really see in my head was just a bunch of people hanging out. So it's kind of what I was riffing.
There you go.
That's it, man.
You were
That's
like
it.
Feeling the good vibe, and you even said it's like, let's have a chill sesh. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's something around there. You know, it's kind of hard when you're in the zone to really recall, but. Yeah.
Well, you know, download the podcast and you just play it over and over again. Show your friends, too, like what you did, because that was beautiful.
I gotta agree.
Yeah. I guess when we're hanging out.
I don't know if you realize that you do have talent, you know?
No, I realize it.
Yeah. Cool, man. Well,
you guys, I was really, that background track, it was, you know, we were really in motion there. It was great.
I thought you were going to be annoying, but, like, actually, that was beautiful, you know? Very good. Very good.
Thank you, man. Thank you for sharing what you shared, man, too.
I was like, here comes another white dude to call in and start capping on Mexicans and shit, making fun of our flutes and shit. But you went with it, and you took it. You took
Thank
it.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Thanks.
That's where we...
Yeah. I'm super accepting over here.
Thanks, man. That puts a little bit more faith because I've had some bad experiences with some of the whites that are living in this city and, you know. And there are some good ones, right? You seem like one of the good ones.
I mean, you've probably had some bad experiences with whites, but me being white myself have had way more bad experiences with whites than you guys have.
Oh, wow.
I have to hang out with them and stuff.
I had to hang out with them too, but you know, they're cool. They're all right.
There's
just not a lot of soul.
Oh man. My headphone went out.
Cool. See, we get along. We're like minded. I like it. Thank you, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
What's your name again?
I'm Taylor.
Taylor,
what's up, man? Blessings to you.
Hey. Bro.
Blessings to you, man.
Blessings
Thanks
to
for
you.
Sharing, man. Thanks for sharing.
Blessings to you and Turner and Todd and Chad.
Chad.
Oh, those are all the guys. Oh, hey, guys.
Hey, Chad Morgan, dude.
Chad.
It's my homie from Yorona's Revenge, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Shout out.
Wang Chang Sang.
Hey,
is
are
that
you?
Him? Is this, this isn't Chad.
Is this Chad? No, this is not Chad. Hey, man, what part of town are you calling from?
Oh, man. Big bad Chad. I'm embarrassed about where I'm calling Big from, actually, because on the subject of white people, I am calling from South Pasadena right now.
Oh, okay. Well, it's cool. South Pass is nice. It's all right.
Did we make it rain over there?
He's like,
it's our neighbors. I live in Highland Park, so like South Pasadena is like our neighbors. So, you know,
turns into you guys live in Highland? Then get out of here.
I live in Highland Park. Yeah,
so. That's where I go for all my weed.
Oh, okay, cool.
That sounds about right.
Cool. There's a lot of unsavory whites moving into Highland Park lately.
Hey, wait! You just won. One, two, three. You just won.
A new car!
You can tell we're having a good time tonight on the More Music Radio Pod, right, Taylor?
Yeah, I can tell that you guys are having a great time on the More Music Radio Pod.
Cool, man. You want to do a bumper?
You should save that clip.
Let's do another one. Let's do another take because I want to play it. So all you got to say is, hi, this is Taylor, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod. Okay, ready?
Okay. Just one.
Okay, ready? Go.
You just won.
Hey, my name's Taylor. I'm listening to the More Music Radio Pod. We got all the best friends and we got the great guys just being goofs and have gags on the radio. So listen up and participate. And you can call in at 800-893-9562. It's such a quality radio station. You got quality guys and it's a quality time all the time. So get with it.
Yeah, all right, man. Thanks, Taylor. Appreciate that, man. Oh, yeah. That was cool.
So there's your little bit. You can save that. If you want to, I can give the guy my address for the check, and we will be on our way here.
All right, cool. Yeah, check's in the mail. I'll just send it to South Pasadena.
Yeah, just be South Pasadena. I'll find it. As long as you just address South Pasadena, it's such a small town, and I can actually find the check.
There's probably only like 350 Taylors that live there.
Oh, Taylor.
You think there's like, honestly, like two. I know the other Taylor is kind of an asshole.
Yeah. Hey, Yelt, I don't know if you've been listening, but we're talking to Taylor. He's one of the good whites. Oh, he's kind of cool to hang out with.
You're the good white.
Well, thanks, Taylor. We're going to move on with the show, man. But that was really nice, man. That was beautiful.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great show, boys.
All right, thank you, man.
Yeah, man, that guy's cool. He did a little spoken word thing while you were in the bathroom pushing.
Exposer.
So he was wondering what the whole Olin thing, what the show's about.
What happens
and stuff.
Is that, you know, like Olin always do, like they honor the San Patricios, you know, like the whole how the Irish they you know chose a different side when they were you know in the Mexican War or whatever, like Mexican so called American War or whatever, they a lot of Irish switched sides and there was ended up being a brigade that was called the San Patricios. So on St. Patrick's Day they do a gig where they do
pogue songs
all pogue songs. Yeah. And so they put up posters and it had a satellite, you know, like blah 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 annual blah blah blah, you know, pogues, you know, pro you know St. Patrick's Day San Patricios gig, and they got fined, the whole like satellite got fined, and so did they. So that's what this Saturday is, like a benefit to pay the $300-something fine. Exactly, for the fine that satellite got, and so did Olin. You know,
that's wow.
Why, that's why they both.
That's why they use actually the actual you know served the letter from the city of LA as a flyer. That's if you notice.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
Oh man!
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's
they
the
got
way
slapped
to...
with the fine.
Yeah, they did.
That shit. Yep.
What is the reason? I don't get it.
No, it's illegal to play
money.
Because they posted all over. Like, they posted, like, these posters on
television. Oh, my God. I think I heard of that. Yeah.
Throughout the city.
You're not allowed to put, like, posters on telephone poles and shit. So what they do is they just follow it, and they're like, oh, okay, who's in charge of this?
Yeah, see the code.
Oh, man.
They hit up the club, and then the club hit up Olin. Because that's what the flyer was. Yeah, so that's why. So the club had to pay the fine. So Olin, this gig is to make money to pay back the fine.
So this is this Saturday coming up, September 1st. We want everybody to go to the Satellite, cough up a little bit of money, and in return, you're going to hear some good music from Aslan Underground, The Commons, and Olin.
And Fitter.
And they're trying to pay. And
Fitter's playing, huh?
Fitter?
Too, yeah, wow.
At midnight. Cool. Uh-huh.
Oh man, I get to check out a couple of new bands I haven't seen.
Oh yeah, they're great, man. They're awesome, man. Yeah,
man, I can't wait. I'm so excited already.
It's a great show, wow.
So Saturday, I'm gonna be there at the Satellite, and we're gonna get that ticket paid, man.
Exactly.
Sure, of course.
For sure. Yeah.
That's a bullshit.
That's
ticket,
a way to fight them back, man. What the fuck.
I know, man.
So the Satellite is formerly the Spaceland.
Spaceland, yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah. Right. Spaceland was cool, man. It was good playing there, right?
Yeah. Used to go see 400 Blows all the time there.
Oh, yeah, man. 400 Blows is a fucking early awesome days. Band. They were on the More Music Radio Pod, one of our early shows, Blows, yeah.
Oh,
they
really?
Ferdy, man, Ferdy.
Oh, yeah, the original drummer, man.
Shit, Ferdy was the bomb.
What happened to him?
I know
he got sick,
yeah,
right?
He got sick.
What did he have? I forgot.
I can't remember, actually. Just... They were on tour, and he just started, you know.
Got sick in the road.
Yeah, he got sick.
In the road,
That sucks, man. That guy was a really fucking awesome drummer, man. I mean, 400 Blows still sounds good, though, right now.
Of course.
You know, but
they're
I'm saying with
but then they break
Ferdy,
up?
Though. What's that? No, they're still playing.
They're still playing? With Scott?
Still playing, yeah.
But is someone the guitar player?
With Scott and actually
the other Scott.
The guitar player, yeah, the other Scott Martin, he's playing guitar.
Okay.
Yeah, they got...
And then they got the drummer from Circle Jerks.
Yeah. They had a drummer for Circle Jerks. But
yeah.
Lucky.
No. This is another dude. I forgot his name is. Hmm. Yeah, I'm not that good with the... If this were Punk Rock Jeopardy, man, I'd be out.
Punk Rock Jeopardy.
Alex Trebek would be like, get the fuck off of my fucking stage.
I did not.
What is get the fuck off?
Oh, shit.
Here, I'll get that.
The spirits.
Well, hey, let me see where we are with time, because I'm going to want to hear some more songs, man. This is going to be fucking...
Let's do this.
I mean, we got a little bit of a taste, and that was kind of just like a little, you know?
Right, a little, like, teaser.
Yeah.
Teaser.
So, hey, you know what? Why don't we go on ahead and jump to... Let's just fucking play a couple songs, man. You guys ready?
Let's do it. Yeah,
we're a little behind in time right now.
All right, cool.
So let's do it, man. We have Aslan Underground on the More Music Radio Pod.
All right.
Let's do this.
Hey, hello?
Hello? Okay, hold on. We got a call. What's going on, caller?
Hey, is Yout there?
Yout. You got a call, sir. Man.
Hey, Yout, man. This is Luis Carlos. I don't know if you remember me, but I interviewed you for my dissertation a while back.
Right.
Yeah, well, I just want to let you know that I did the defense the other day and I passed.
Oh.
So, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And, hey, so he helped you. How did he help you out, man? Explain to everybody who's listening right now.
Well, actually, I was talking about the connection between Chicano artists and musicians from Los Angeles and how they're making an effort, some of them, to try to connect with other people across the world that are facing similar situations. In particular, Yout shared a song that for a while was actually posted on their MySpace page called Palestine. You remember that one?
Yes, of course. Yeah. We never recorded
that
one, but we always wanted to.
Palestine, your struggle is mine, yeah.
What was that song about,
Palestine? I'm still waiting for you guys to release that one, man.
I know, we intend to, definitely.
Well, we'll work on it again, you know. It was at the time when Zoe was in the mix, you know, and we worked on that piece, you know, and it was a good song, man. I really, like, kind of feel like we definitely got to record it, you know, because it was, like, the strong words in it, you know, and talking about Palestine as, like, relative to what's going on in, you know, in L.A. or all over the world. We're all relative, you know, to the struggle and to fight, you know, to, like, for the right of humanity, you know, and... for our you know, just to be the human, right, the to right exist, to be human,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly, the right to exist as a human being.
Yeah, you know, and in particular, I mean, that song, when I first heard it, I was like, it blew my mind. I'm like, this is exactly what we're talking about, right? So a few years ago, there was a conference at USC, at the University of Southern California, and it was all about Chicano-Palestinian connection.
Oh, damn. Wow. Wow. That's
similar struggles.
You know, I ended up missing that, but I got a bunch of the journal articles that were published after that. Mm. And in one particular one, it was like from La Frontera to Gaza. Chicano-Palestinian
connection. Wow. From Frontera to Gaza. That's cool.
Wow. Yeah, so I as soon as this piece gets published, I'm gonna thank you guys for your music, and you in particular for sharing that particular song with me in the acknowledgement page. So I'll be sure to forward you that.
Well,
but I just wanted
you
to know that yesterday on August 29th, you know, it's been 40 years, right? Since 42 years actually since the moratorium.
Right.
I was talking about your guys' work.
Wow.
In front of you know, a bunch of people on campus, so I got a lot of positive feedback from that.
Thank you. Well, thank you, man. Thank you for.
There was a moratorium on what? You know, explain to me.
Voice of the voiceless.
The Chicano moratorium in 1970, August 29th.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was on that anniversary that I actually did the defense.
Sorry, homies. You know, all these fucking weirdos be clouding my mind and shit.
Yeah, there's a pretty cool blog spot called Think Mexican, and it's and it has a very interesting, like I think it shares the vibe of the it's like a video about the Chicano moratorium on August 29th. It's like on thinkmexicanblogspot.com, and it's like it'll let you know about like what transpired, because like what happens is that like 22% of the casualties in Vietnam were Chicano, Mexicano, and yet at that point in time we were only 5% of the population, so it was obvious that we were like being put in the front lines, and we were being the fodder, and so like there was a demonstration in East Los, and you know, the block came down. You know, they finally found an excuse and try to show the force. And it was a systemic thing, you know.
And you were there, no?
And I was there. Yeah, I was there actually. You know, as a babe, as a kid, and I a little young buck. And and I remember, you know, like a lot of people are, unfortunately, a lot of people have prejudice towards people that are non Chicano, Mexicano, or whatever. But like, it was actually an elderly Jewish a couple who took me and my mother in, like, because my brothers were in the Chicano movement at the time, Cal State Northridge, and they when the riot went down, they knocked on a door, like a random door in the house on the street, and it was a Jewish couple, and they let us come in, and my mom and I were inside there while the riot was going off, you know, while people were resisting and throwing bottles and fighting the pigs, you know what I mean? Like these Jewish elder couple, because, you know, like that's why, you know, Chavez used to be called Brooklyn, because like a lot of Jewish Brooklyn heads, like Denise Los. And so like these elder Jewish people took us in, you know what I mean? Like, so you got to know that, you know, like we're all human beings, you know what I mean? Like we all... In defense of justice, you know, there was no color line, and you know what I mean. And although there's a systems of power and mentalities, you know, we got to remember that, you know, we don't judge people by their color of the skin, you know what I mean, or their religion, whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that's something that I experienced as a little kid, dude. Like, and I was there, you know, and so it's
Wow. I actually didn't know that, man. That's a fascinating story. You know what? For the book version. I would love to talk to you about that, because that's so freaking important. I mean,
definitely.
Historicizing all of that, you know, letting people know the full story, you know.
Of course.
We've been here for a while, and we've been dealing with this stuff for a long time, and, it, you know, I think it's Chicanos are global now, man.
Exactly.
You know, we're all over the place, and, you know, unfortunately, some people don't know the story, I think, and, you know, it's up to you guys and to us, you know, and collectively to share that story.
Definitely, man.
Well, thank you for your work, man.
Sexo Sol, right around the corner.
Sexo Sol.
Right, it's true, right around the corner.
I'll be interested. Still got your number, but you know, Mexica Tiawi. When do you guys the next show?
This Saturday, man. This Saturday at the Satellite with Dolin.
That's right.
With the Mormons who are hosting this show right here. Vince.
That's right.
The Mormons, yeah, of course.
In the Valle, exactly.
All right. So this Saturday or next Saturday? I'll try to make it. I got my little boy this Saturday. He's been a little sick.
Next week with the Mormons, so.
Enjoy.
Si puede, si se puede.
This weekend, not the next.
Si se puede.
That's all good, dude. Family first.
Handle.
Family first. Handle.
Of course, of course.
Family first.
Orale, wait. Would you guys keep up the good work, man? You know. Thanks for posting that. Thanks for posting that on Facebook, because I was just checking it right now. Like, and they're like, "Hey, someone called." I'm gonna call right now, see if they answer the phone.
Cool, man. Well, hey, thanks for calling, man, and congratulations, man.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right, thank you very much, man. You guys.
Thank you.
All right, peace out, guys.
All right, man.
Take care, brother.
Well, that's awesome, man. Shit. On that note, man, let's get another song while we still have some time on the More Music Radio Pod, man.
Let's do this.
Yeah. That was cool, man. That's really cool. Thanks for fucking dropping some knowledge, man. I'm over here being stupid and talking about fucking white boys and shit.
Yeah, it is. It has to be a balance, you know? I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Life is a balance.
Yeah, these are just jokes, please.
I know. Come on, Vince. I know you too long for that.
Yeah, man. So cool, man. So we're going to hear some more stuff, all right? So you guys are going to get ready. What are we going to hear right now? Do you guys have titles for these songs?
These
or?
Are just really improvised pieces, actually.
Yeah, they come out of the
improvisation.
Yeah, improvised moment.
With what we're going to release on in the Winter Solstice, they're really just improvised pieces of work that we, you know, that's how these come about. We're just talking to each other in a different language, and that's what we're just kind of trying to celebrate that as well. Acknowledge it, that it's there, you know, and that's what we do.
That's fucking awesome, man. All right, cool. Let's have some stuff, man. Let's hear it. Let's do it. All right. This is Aslan Underground on the More Music Radio Pod. Is everybody ready to go? All right. That was really cool, man. That was a really cool call, man. Aslan Underground.
We are the watcher that you drink. The osmosis.
All right, man. Fuck yeah, dude. What a trip, man. Dang. That was cool, guys. That was fucking awesome, man. You know what? We got the mix working perfect now. So, like, the tail end of that song, I mean, it was all sounding good, you know, but Jeremy just showed up and kind of helped us out with the mix and stuff. I know people were listening and saying there was a... But everything sounded all right, but, I mean, now it sounds pretty fucking tits, man. So that was fucking awesome, guys. It was fucking excellent.
Thank you for having us again, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming down, man.
I feel really comfortable and really good here, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, that's why we're so, like, relaxed and just kind of...
You hit us right on the spot, you know. Throw a couple of tecates at him and some... And
yeah, there you go.
You got the cazadores going. And
he knows.
Well, I go like, you know, well, you know, what would I like? Like, if I came down, I'm like, someone like, you know, brought some tecates and had a couple shots going. I'd be like, hey, I would appreciate that. So I'm like, you know, when I can, you know what I mean?
Come on, man.
You don't have to do it all the time either.
Thank you, man.
You know, it's you guys fall like on a good paycheck. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you guys hit the right paycheck cycle, and it's like, all right, well, you know, I got a little extra money right now, that I can, you know, buy a bottle of cazadores, you know, whatever.
This weekend, not, man, you're getting
not every guest. Not every guest is lucky, you know. Sometimes, you know, they hit a bad pay cycle and stuff, you know, and they have to just settle for, like, you know, I don't know, some Bud Lights or something that are left over, like in my refrigerator or something, you know.
Well, next time it's us, man. Next time it's us, please. Yeah, it is. You know,
cool, man. Well, hey, we'll just party out on September 8th, on Saturday, sure. September 8th, over at the Weber's in Reseda. I can't wait for that, man.
Dude, that's going to be a great show, man.
Hell yeah.
I wanted to say something real quick. My dad said something to me today, man, and I was like, it stuck in with me, you know? So, like, it was, he said that a dictator or someone that's, like, in power kind of makes you think that the earth is the sky and the sky is the earth. And I was like, fuck yeah, that's the shit.
Wow, what does that mean? Because I'm pretty, like, stoned and drunk right now.
The sky is the earth and the earth is the sky. How do you flip it? Well, you know, you flip the script, right? But intelligently, you know?
I hope you mean don't vote for Romney, because that if that fool becomes president...
Either of those fucks.
Either one, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's all a rigged game, you know what I mean? But
it's all,
just to have that guy in there and be like,
That guy, yeah, man.
I wouldn't doubt it, dude.
You know, my dad
it's gonna be close, but I think your buddy's gonna pull through.
I think
shit.
Your buddy's gonna win.
Yeah, your buddy's gonna pull through again. Another 4 years.
But how about my dad, Holmes?
Hey, man, I wish your dad was running, Holmes. I'd vote for him.
I'd vote for him too, man. All these fucking idiots, you know.
Nah, but you know what I'm saying, man. My dad told me that knowledge today, bro, and I was like, that's life changing shit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's cool, man. And
how do you flip the script that way? You know?
I wish I had a dad. My dad's dead.
The bringer upper.
You fucking ass.
Hey, that's cool how you got to talk to your dad, because I can't talk to my dad anymore. Sorry, pops.
Papa guilt.
Fuck, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding, man.
Papa guilt.
It's all good, man. You know what, man?
Hey, man, we all knowledge straight up. Man. I'm one of those. I'm gonna fucking take with
Papa
me
is
to
your
like,
Papa.
The day I die.
Come on, yeah, dude.
I'm only joking, man. Like, I mean, you know, my dad really is dead. You know what I mean? But it just worked out where he never really was there. You know what I mean? In my life, he got sucked into the thing. And he actually died 37 years old of fucking too many drugs, too many fucking liquor and shit.
Shit, dude.
They fucking found him in the streets and shit, man. I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm serious.
My father.
Speaking to the.
My father recently passed away also. You know,
can't hear you, Chris.
We can't hear you. We want to hear this.
Dude, my father really. He recently passed away also, and. You know, these guys, I had the pleasure, you know, well, it wasn't the pleasure, but, you know, they came down and they did a, you know, like, kind of like a tribute with the wewets and everything, and they busted for my stepfather, dude, at the funeral, and it's like, you know, I'm really grateful for these guys, you know, I'm really grateful to know guys like this and everything.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's really cool.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, that's a cool sentiment,
his name, man.
Hell yeah.
Mauricio.
Sent off my stepfather, was my real father, you know, good way.
Yeah.
Mm. He was a brilliant artist, man. He was badass.
Brilliant. He was, dude. Like, you do like stuff like with the pool sticks, like bow and arrow, and like a pool stick, like kind of going different directions. Like,
it was all angles.
Really? Yeah, it's incredible piece, man.
Incredible.
Wow,
incredible.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like what sucks about living, man. And like, you know, you love different people and then they fucking die and they're gone and you can't understand it.
That's what's left.
Tell me about this. That's how I know this is Sonny Rollins. You know, you tell me all, like, I will get into his record collection and that's
Sonny Rollins.
That's why I know about jazz and stuff and music. You know, like, he taught me everything I know about music.
You know what, man? Life is a great experience. You know, I don't know what's happening after this. You know, I don't know if we... I really don't subscribe to the heaven and hell theory, you know, whatever. But I mean, what do I know? I don't know anything. But
that was a great album.
It's a great experience.
Wasn't that a great, it was also a great album.
I mean, you know,
was that the first one with Dio on it or something like that? That's what Dio album. The Black Sabbath Dio album.
Since we're on that tip, man, I wanted to say also that since we're on that tip,
yeah,
that we're talking about, man, my brother actually, my older brother Chendo, decided to jump off the bridge.
Oh my god, dude. I'm gonna fucking...
Where Boogie by the River was, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my brother passed on and he jumped off that bridge and stuff. So we're on that...
Oh my god, dude.
You guys are mentioning Boogie by the River earlier.
Oh man, I'm so sorry, dude.
It was, to me, it was ceremony, you know?
Wow, man, I didn't realize that, man.
A little ceremony. Yeah, that was, you know...
Shit, man, thank you for sharing that. I mean, that makes me sad, you know, and it must have been hard for you to be there.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, well, it was a trip, man. It was a trip, but it was, I didn't say anything, you know, I just kind of like just kept it to myself, but yeah, it was a trip. It was a trippy.
And that was like fevering, dude, like, and like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
All kinds of stuff going on, you know?
I had no idea. You know what? You guys fucking kicked ass, though, man. So, I mean, maybe at least in that spot, that was like a tribute to your brother's life. And to everybody else's, you know, life just, that, you know, everybody that we've lost.
Since you guys were on that tip, you know, I just wanted to
share that. Man. And I was fucking, I mean, I didn't know my dad, so I'm not sad about it, you know. Like, I have a great mother, and, like, you know, I'm lucky to have that, you know, whatever. But, well, it's gotten really hard, really deep conversation we're having here on the More Music Radio Pod in the last 30 seconds of the show, man. So,
that's not what it is.
Everybody, check out Aslan Underground and Olin at the Satellite on Saturday, September 1st. And the week after that, check the Mormons out with Aslan Underground at Weber's in Reseda. This has been the More Music Radio Pod with Aslan Underground. Thank you very much, guys. I love you guys, man. Awesome, dude.
Thank you for having us.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Awesome, man.
But 3, 2, candles.
Jeff!
We didn't do the story.
I know, and he was supposed to ask you about
whoa.
Behold the crucifix. What does it symbolize?
Oh, do you guys want to do an overtime?
Paladin competence hanging on a tree. I question all things. As I stand before the festering and varnished facades of your haughtiest moral dogmas, I write thereon in letters of blazing scorn. Lo and behold, all this is fraud. Gather around me, O ye death-defiant, and the earth itself shall be thine to have and to hold. Too long the dead hand has been permitted to sterilize living thought. Too long right and wrong, good and evil, have been inverted by false prophets. No creed must be accepted upon authority of a divine nature. Religions must be put to the question. No moral dogma must be taken.